This is a dictation for Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N, Troyer, T-R-O-Y-E-R. May 7, 2010. Address as a letter to Dr. Tess, T-S in today, E-S-S, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Dear Dr. Gordon, consultation for Jonathan, who is a 15-year-old boy, comes in company with his parents. I know parents and family for a long period of time. Jonathan has two older sisters with clinical diagnosis of renal dysplasia, requiring both renal transplantation plus minus dialysis. According to parents, as Jonathan speaks English fair, he has progressive short stature, chronic nocturia with incontinence, only at night, no daytime problems, large urine output but not quantified. He's being a picky eater since very young, but appetite appears to be intact. No reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no reported diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, no fominess, no blood, no gross edema. He is helping parents and the community, Amish. He denies having chest pain, difficulty breathing, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash, no joint tenderness. Next paragraph, the only medication he takes is natural iron products. Next paragraph, no reported surgeries. Next paragraph, prior leg fracture on ice skating when he was apparently 10 or 11 years old, did not require any surgery. He is not allergic to anything. Other medical diagnoses are negative. His present height is 55 inches, and that corresponds to a percentile for his age and male sex of 0.1 with a Z score of minus 3.5. His weight is 100 pounds for a Z score of minus 1.3, percentile 9.68. I check blood pressure, 120/74 on the right, 120/78 on the left. A little bit chubby for his height. No respiratory distress. I don't see gross mucosal or skin abnormalities, normal eyes, pupils. Through the years, few teeth has been removed from decay. No oral mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension ascites, no palpable masses, no enlargement of the bladder, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is creatinine 6.14. By formula, for his age and sex, GFR will be around 9. Based on creatinine, There is a low potassium, which apparently is chronic at 3.1, low bicarbonate 15 with a high chloride 112, a normal sodium, albumin, calcium, normal liver function test, normal glucose, uric acid not elevated, severe anemia at 7.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets, normal ferritin iron saturation, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, normal thyroid, next paragraph, assess a prior urine sample, low level of protein in the urine, non-nephrotic range, no activity for blood or inflammatory cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5, strong family history for clinical diagnosis of renal dysplasia, both older sisters, prior dialysis and transplantation. Jonathan does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Blood pressure appears to be normal. He has significant short stature. He has likely renal tubular acidosis, manifesting with low bicarbonate and low potassium. No evidence of nephrotic syndrome. He does have anemia with good levels of iron. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries. No indication for dialysis. Family is very supportive. He is one of 13 different brothers and sisters. Father donated a kidney to one of the daughters. There is other family members that are willing to donate a kidney. They have prior relationship with the VAS, BEVOS Transplantation Center in Grand Rapids. Given that they are from the Amish community, they will need to get some financial help. We would like to treat with EPO if possible. We'll see if we can arrange some kind of hospital help with the cost of this medication. He depends on helping from the community for transportation, as well as communicating through the phone, as they are part of the Amish community. All issues discussed at length. Jonathan is very aware of his condition. No fluid restriction, as he has obligated urinary losses. We will try to correct bicarbonate if possible, encourage increase of potassium-rich food. He likes meat, potatoes, encouraged to take some milk, cheese if possible, chemistry on a regular basis. If he develops symptoms before transplantation is possible, we will have to do dialysis. Home modalities are the best choice. they do not have electricity, so it will have to be peritoneal dialysis manual. We will keep educating patient and family. Emotional support provided to Jonathan. He became emotional, realizing that he will need surgery, transplantation, and others. We'll follow end of dictation.